Hey, it's Randy Miles, and I'm really thrilled to talk to this young man because he's busy all over the place. He is from the Atlanta area, but now in Texas, but he recorded this project that we're about to talk about in Chicago. How are you, Chandler Moore?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Listen, I am really excited about this project because, like I said, it was recorded in Chicago, and it just has heavy hitters from all over the place on this project. How did this come together?
So all the hitters that you hear and see on the album, we're all family. So All Nations Worship Assembly is a church, multiple locations, but one family. Headquarters is in Chicago, but we have some in Atlanta, Memphis, Huntsville, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, Louisville, Kentucky, Memphis, Tennessee. So we have them all over. And what you hear on the album is most like the worship pastor. So I'm over worship in Atlanta. Candy West is over worship in Huntsville. Crystal O'Clack is over worship in Memphis. And Miranda and Todd Delaney. Miranda used to be with us in Chicago.
Yeah.
She transitioned, but Todd is the worship pastor in Chicago.
Yeah.
Todd Delaney. So you hear all of us come together. We were like, man, we have too many gifts, too many anointed people to not come together and do a record. Some people have called us the Black Hill Song. So that's kind of what we want to do a tour. Randy, you're going to have to help us do a tour.
I think the way we're going to be able to do this tour will be virtually for right now. But I think that would be something that would be so amazing. Chandler, I'm not kidding because just the people who are on this project gives me chills, first of all. But for the project as a whole, and it's out now, people can find it, All Nations Music. Come alive. Look for it because it's just a blessing all the way around. And one of the things that I appreciate about you is your endeavor to embrace both the contemporary Christian music aspect with gospel and making it seamless so that it's something that we don't say, well, that's white music or that's black music.
Absolutely.
It's worship music.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's super important to do that because I think one of the things that kills, maybe not the industry, I think the industry thrives off of preferences. Preferences kill kingdom work, kingdom mentality. And in order to make sure that we're all on the same page and we're not too split up by what we prefer, I think we have to learn how to be versatile, and we have to learn both and, not either or. We need to learn how our white counterparts, what goes on over there, just like they should learn how we operate over here.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a responsibility and kind of burdened myself to make sure that I'm learning both sides, because I feel like that's what the Lord has called me to. And I feel like that's what the kingdom needs. Like, we need to just sit at a table with each other and just understand, like, just listen, let's just talk, let's learn about each other, let's learn what you prefer and what I prefer. So that's the goal behind it all.
I absolutely love it. You have the first single, which is Bless Your Name,
Bless
featuring
Your Name,
Chandler Moore.
My baby.
Tell me a little bit about your baby.
So the reason I love this song, our apostle Matthew Stevenson, the way he puts it is the old songs gather and the new songs basically lead and push us in a new direction. So Bless Your Name is a mixture of both. You feel the congregational hymnal like verses, like this is who God is, you're perfect, sound and pure, you are the way, all that type of stuff. But then you get to Come One Man, You're Worthy, and you feel the newness, the modern worship that takes you kind of to a deeper place. He said it like this. He said you can sit in a pew in an old school church and enjoy that song, but also sing it for your modern worship service. So and it just describes the simple worship. This is who God made us to be. He gave us glory, and He expects us to give it back to Him. So I love Bless Your Name. It's my favorite.
You are perfect, tried and pure. You are healer. You are the cure. Redeemer of the lost and cold. You're the sovereign Lord of all. You're creator of earth and stone. You're the maker of flesh and bone. You're Jehovah all powerful.
Chandler Moore, and the name of the project is?
Come Alive, All Nations Music. Bless your name.
This is so cool. How can we find Chandler Moore?
Man, I'm on Instagram, Chandler D. Moore. My website, ChandlerDMoore.com, and type in Google Chandler Moore, and hopefully the Lord pull up the right stuff.
He actually does. Because I gave it a shot earlier today. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me. Yes, ma'am.